Welcome to The Block, the Building, Learning, and Organizational Culture podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heidi Kirby, and on today's episode, I have a special request. My friend Sonia, from my last episode, reached out to me this week and said, hey, I would love to hear a podcast episode about how you came to train astronauts, because my LinkedIn headline currently says, former astronaut trainer. And she said it would be nice to hear about some alternate career industries that you can work in aside from the traditional corporate or higher education spaces. So I figured I'd take this opportunity to give you a little of my breaking into ID backstory, a little bit about my time in my first instructional design job with NASA, and then a little bit about where I'm headed next. So let's start at the beginning. I was a college English professor. I was teaching so many adjunct courses. I think my max amount of local colleges that I was teaching at was 4 at one time, but there were probably about 7 or 8 over the course of the 5 years that I taught college English. And I had my son and realized that I really couldn't make that adjunct schedule work, especially if I had to pay for daycare all day and I wasn't working all day. So I decided to go back to school and pursue my PhD in a field called instructional design that I had learned about when I did my graduate studies in curriculum and instruction, thinking I was going to maybe someday be a full-time professor. But then I went, you know what? I really want to get my PhD in this instructional design field. It had always been a personal goal of mine to get my PhD. I just knew I didn't want to keep going with English literature. I already had an undergrad and master's degree in English lit, and I just knew I didn't want to read any more stories by old white men, honestly. So I decided to apply for a couple of PhD programs in instructional design and technology, and I ended up getting into the one at Old Dominion University. I really initially thought I was going to have to wait until my studies were over to get a job in instructional design, but my first couple of semesters into the program, I realized that I already knew a lot of the foundational knowledge, a lot of the skills needed to create learning experiences, a lot of the technology, just being, you know, a young millennial who has built their own MySpace, blog, websites, things like that. So I was already familiar with a lot of the very, very foundational basic skills. I really just needed to kind of learn how to apply them. And so I started tinkering with storyline. If you've been on LinkedIn recently, you may have had the pleasure, I say that sarcastically, of seeing my first ever storyline project, which I think is pretty awful, but I like to share it because I think it's a good reminder that we all start somewhere, right? So what happened was, I started applying to instructional design jobs, and I was actually getting some interviews, and I was pretty surprised by that, especially in the higher ed space. I was starting to get some traction, but I found this website, and it kind of looked a little dated and honestly a little shady, and it was for an instructional systems designer position with NASA on site in Cleveland. Now, here's another embarrassing thing. I didn't even know that there was a NASA center in Cleveland. It's on the west side. And if you know anything about Cleveland or the Midwest, the people from the east side don't really venture out to the west side very much unless they have family or friends or a specific reason to do so. And so I really didn't spend a lot of time on the west side of Cleveland. So I didn't even know we had a NASA center. So I applied anyway because it seemed like a really great role, and I actually got called to come in for an interview. I interviewed with folks, and I got the job. And so what I found out was the person I reported to for the first, week or two was retiring, was leaving, and a new boss was coming in who had seen my resume, who had been intrigued by my PhD studies, and who kind of thought, wow, she's must be really committed to this role and to this industry to be going all the way and getting her doctorate. And so I was hired and I worked so closely with that manager. We're still really, really great friends to this day. Shout out to you, LaToya, if you're listening. She's been on my podcast and you can see me supporting her nonprofit Envia Feats on my LinkedIn regularly as well. So check out LaToya Smith if you want a good connection, who also used to work at NASA, who also has some fun stories. But anyway, I digress. So how did I come to train astronauts? Well, here's the cool thing. It actually all started because of a school assignment. Now, the area of NASA where I worked wasn't space flight or space exploration. We were the safety and mission assurance part of NASA, if you will. And I worked on a lot of safety, quality assurance type curriculum and courses. And it was all about, you know, the safety of sending things to the International Space Station or safety in the research labs. Right? And so I didn't really have a direct connection to any astronauts, but I was taking a course in my PhD program on needs analysis. And one of the assignments was to do a needs analysis on something that we worked on. And so I chose this conference that my team, my department, if you will, things are structured a little bit differently. So I'll just call it my department for an easier explanation. But my department put on this conference for leaders throughout all of NASA to learn more about safety and leadership. And so I decided that because the program was coming back around, was coming up, and it had already passed from the previous year, I was going to take the opinions and the feedback of the participants, as well as the people who put it on the previous year, and use that for my needs analysis. Well, the now director of the NASA Safety Center caught wind, and she was one of the senior leaders, and she came and said, I was already working with her on a couple of different courses, and so we had talked, and I really liked her, and I thought we got along really well. And she came to me and said, hey, I heard you're doing this assignment on this conference that we hold, but we're also interested in doing some focus groups because our curriculum is turning 10 years old and we want to do what we call a roadshow, go to all the different NASA centers in the United States and conduct these focus groups. And so I had the most tremendous opportunity to go alongside her, help her craft the questions, take notes, compile them, make suggestions. After interviewing, gosh, dozens of different people across all of NASA. And that was the first opportunity. During those trips and those focus groups, we met with senior leaders at some of the different centers, and that was the first opportunity I had to meet a real-life astronaut and to ask them what they thought about our curriculum and the work that we did. How cool is that? And then the next conference was coming up, and so, you know, the director that I had been working with, the senior leader, asked me to basically ghostwrite a presentation on leadership. And so that's what I did. And I didn't present it at the conference. She did. And she had a lot of input and we kind of worked together on it. But the framework and the ideas and the initial kind of foundation of that presentation came from me. And so it was presented at the conference to a handful of astronauts that were there in the room. So that is how I came to create training for actual astronauts. And what an amazing way to spend my first instructional design role, a role I didn't even think I could get into until I was done with my PhD program a year before. So it just goes to show you that a lot of times you're more ready than you think you are. But it is hard work, and you do have to do a lot to build up your resume and to connect those skills. I really had to explain how my work as a professor pertained to the work that I'd be doing with NASA when I was interviewing. The experience that I had with adult learners, the professional development that I helped my fellow faculty do, my comfortability with technology, all of those things were really important for me to talk about in those first interviews and for me to spell out for the interviewers, because they weren't from an academic background. So just something to keep in mind for those of you who are looking for that first instructional design role, to really just kind of go for it and apply to a wide variety of roles. That's really what I did. And I found that to really be the most effective thing. So that's just a tiny bit of my experience working for NASA. And now I'd love to talk a little bit about today and the work that I'm doing. So if you've followed me on social media, you know that last year I started a newsletter, website, articles, really a bank of resources called Useful Stuff with my wonderful partner, Matt Smith. We have so many ideas in the works, from self-paced courses to cohort-based courses to ebooks, all kinds of resources to help L&D professionals upskill. But the challenge for me has been trying to balance wanting to create and do all of those things with my day job. Well, in July, I was laid off from my day job, as was my entire customer education team. And so what I've really decided in the last couple of months here that I've been unemployed is that I want to work on Useful Stuff full steam ahead, and I've made some really great progress, but I've also been kind of bogged down by the job search. And if any of you have been searching for a full-time role in this current market, I am so sorry. It is one of the worst that I have seen for job seekers. There's so many of us. There are so many of us being laid off. And so I've made the decision to start consulting, to help those organizations who maybe don't want to hire someone on full time because they just need some guidance or some help with their L&D strategy. And I've already started to collect and reach out to potential clients. But if you visit my website, HeidiKirby.com, you'll see that it's been updated to include some information about me, as well as the different types of consulting services that I specialize in. And I'd love to just share some of those with you today in case you don't want to visit the website, and in case you have ideas or know people whose L&D teams need this kind of guidance or help, I would love for you to put me in contact with those people as valued members of my community. So to kind of give you the short version, the TLDR, if you will, if you don't have an L&D team yet, and you're a founder, and you're getting to the point where it's very uncomfortable to have everyone else in the organization doing L&D work, and you're ready to hire people, or if you have a very small L&D team, and you're not really sure where to grow or add value next, that's something that I can help you with, looking at your team and your organization to figure out the best way to build out your L&D team. If you have a great L&D team already, but they have maybe some different skill gap areas, I can help coach your L&D team. I can help create processes for them and help L&D leaders craft a long-term vision and goals for the L&D team. I can also do needs analysis, like I mentioned earlier in the episode. So whether it's for your L&D team or your entire organization, we can talk to the right people, gather data, and create a great plan for meeting those needs. I can also help with measuring the value of your learning projects and finding different ways to evaluate what you're working on and the content you're putting out. And as someone who has built and implemented LMSs and knows how much work goes into that and what a challenge it is, I can help you take a look at your L&D tech stack and work with you to figure out the best solutions for your budget, your strengths, and your needs to create content for your organization. So if you're interested in learning more or you're interested in working with me, please reach out, find me on LinkedIn, send me a note, send me a message. We'll get together and hopefully collaborate on something really amazing. I have so many brilliant and talented people in my network. I would love to work with all of you. And if you're not in a place to make decisions and you're not in a place to hire someone to help out right now, that's fine too. If you're just an aspiring instructional designer or L&D professional, or you're new to the field, or you're new to L&D leadership, stay tuned. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow Useful Stuff on LinkedIn. We're going to be rolling out some amazing stuff in the coming months that you're not going to want to miss. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more great L&D resources, connect with me on LinkedIn or visit getusefulstuff.com.